Focus on flowers. Hawthorns are adaptable trees, and the downy hawthorn grows wild from Nova Scotia and Quebec, south to Texas, and west to Nevada. This small tree is tolerant of pollution and therefore well-suited for urban plantings. Its small red fruit in late summer are known as haws, H-A-W-S. Its leaf margins are sharply toothed and textured with small hairs. The flowers are white with yellow anthers and borne in clusters in the spring. The shoots of the tree have 2-inch long spines. Thus, the name is a combination of the name of its fruit and its thorny spines. The cockspur hawthorn is aptly named as it has the longest and sharpest thorns like the spurs of a rooster, but redeems itself each fall when the leaves look like orange marmalade. One cultivar, Paul Scarlet, produced in 1858, is especially attractive. Its flowers are double and a lovely deep pink, produced in dense clusters that cover the tree in late spring and early summer. Subsequently, the oval, bright scarlet fruits appear and persist until late fall. The maximum height is 33 feet, and it is pollinated by insects, has gray bark, glossy dark green leaves with pale green on the reverse side. Its forebears grew in the English Midlands, but now hawthorns seem to be as American as apple pie. More information about this program can be found at wfiu.org. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on hawthorn trees.